In Wisconsin, the Fusion Center is called the Wisconsin Statewide Intelligence Center. It's run by the State Department of Justice. One aspect of the program that has civil liberty watchdogs worried is the recruitment and training of what are known as terrorism liaison officers, or TLOs. Wisconsin has already trained 100 TLOs and hopes to train 400 more over the next few years. Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen says they're drawn from local police, sheriff, fire, and emergency medical response agencies.
This is purely on a voluntary basis, so we obviously want to have as many eyes and ears out there as we can looking for suspicious circumstances and reporting them back to our statewide information center so we can determine if there's any pattern that we can detect that we could then refer to the Joint Terrorism Task Force.
Van Hollen says this is not a new form of domestic spying, as some critics claim. He says the TLOs are trained only to collect information that passes the smell test for possible terrorist activity. But the ACLU's Michael German says there's strong evidence that the fusion centers are keeping track of a lot of innocent people.
This information is actually being fed in a pipeline, or at least accessible to the CIA and military intelligence, and that's where it converts what is a function we all want. We want our firefighters out there preventing fires and servicing their community. We don't want them being spies on their neighbors.
The ACLU will be publishing a report soon documenting how TLOs have violated people's basic privacy rights in several states. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.